Car Brothers, how may I help you?
Hey, is Gary in?
Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm sorry, sir. What did you say your name was?
Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, we spoke a couple weeks back about possibly financing some equipment he was looking into. I think it was a mud pump.
Okay, hold on one second.
Hello, Gary Bridges here.
Hey, Gary, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Hey, good.
Hey, is that Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R?
C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
C-A-R.
Yeah, I know it can sound funny over the phone sometimes.
S-S.
F-F, like Frank.
Oh, F-F.
Yeah.
How you pronounce that? Cardiff.
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 Yeah.
That's a real bank?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We're a business bank. We mainly do equipment financing. We do working capital, too. I know we actually spoke about a month ago. Said you were possibly looking into picking up a mud pump. I think it was out in Colorado.
Well, yeah, we've purchased the pump from... It was an oil well industry pump, and we were needing a bigger mud pump, and so we have it on our property now, and we're, actually it was set up. It's kind of a multi-purpose pump, and that for the oil well they run real high pressures, so it was set up with small cylinders, like the actual pumping.
Mm-hmm.
Cylinders. It was set up for pumping, like 1,000 psi. But we need volume. We don't need pressure. But the pump is also capable of putting bigger chambers in and or sleeves. And we've purchased those, and we've got those installed, and we're waiting on a few more parts. And we pretty much got it ready to go. And it looks like we're going to have close to $50,000 in it that we might would like to finance.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's the purpose of the call. I'd like to get some financing in place for you. Were you waiting on anything in particular to get that in place?
Well, yeah, we're waiting on the remaining parts that we need to get it ready to go. We've got it. It was mounted on... like I-beam skids. I mean, that's the way the pump was set up. And, it was appropriate, I guess, for either sitting on the ground or either sitting on the drilling deck, of an oil well drilling operation. And we're a water well driller, and we've got a big project of three wells, I think 700 foot deep is what the specification is, and they're outer casing is 24 inch, I believe, and that goes down to about 400 feet, and then the screen line, you know, where the screens are for the water coming in, it's 16 inch, and it goes on down to the 700 foot range.
Oh, okay. And
they're real large diameter holes, and you need yeah. a lot of, basically, I don't know what you know about drilling, but basically the mud is the, it's a bentonite water solution, and it has basically two purposes. One, this solution is heavier than the water and heavier than, basically heavier than the formation, so the mud is trying to push into the formation, and it forms a mud cake, which kind of seals the well off during drilling operation.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, keeps the water from coming in, because you don't really want the water coming in during the drilling operation. And then the mud is also the carrier of the cuttings. You know, you're circulating the mud down the hole, through the drilling bit, and then back up, and it overflows up at the top, and then it goes into what we call mud pits, a large pits dug in the ground, and then the sand or cuttings, you know, from the drilling operation, they settle out, and it goes into a suck-up pit where it's the cleaner mud, and then you pump back out of that pit, you know, back down the well. So you're continually circulating while you're drilling.
Sure.
And the mud has those two purposes. One is to seal the hole off during drilling, and the other is to bring the cuttings out of the hole. And these large diameter holes, you need a lot of volume, you know, to, you don't want the cutting settling out in the well. And we didn't, the existing mud pumps that we had would only pump like 150 gallons a minute. And, you know, we usually run two when we've done these large wells in the past. But that really is not enough flow to have good operations, you know, doing...
Oh, you need a whole lot more volume on that?
You need a lot more volume. Now, this bigger mud pump will pump up to... I mean, the way we are reconfigurating it, it'll pump up to 600 gallons a minute. And
oh, wow.
So it should make our drilling operation go much faster, you know. And that's how we're hoping to recover our costs for it, is that...
Sure.
I mean, when we're out drilling the well, our cost is, you know, is like $3,500 to $4,000 a day.
Okay.
And so if we can drill the well in half the number of days, you know, it'll save
cut
us a lot of money, you know.
Yeah. How long until you get that thing up and running and cash flowing?
I think we'll have it operating by next week.
Oh, not bad.
That's our schedule anyway. The remaining parts are supposed to be in this week, and they're just little small parts. You know, the pump has, it's basically a reciprocating pump, so it has two pistons, you know, pumping pistons, and then it has valves, you know, that basically are like check valves, and so, you know, one piston pumps fluid, and then the check valves checks on the other cylinder, and then it completes the cycle, then the other piston pumps, you know,
mm-hmm.
So it's a reciprocating type pump thing, and you gotta have these check valves that are in good shape to, you know, not lose fluid, you know, through them, and so we're completely overhauling the thing, you know, with the bigger pistons and bigger cylinders,
Yeah,
we're wanting the volume. We don't need the high pressure, you know, like the oil well people need. You know, I mean, they're drilling down
much deeper,
anywhere from 5 to 10,000 foot deep, you know, and they
yeah.
need that high
yeah.
pressure, you know. But we don't really need that. We need, and they typically, in oil well, they typically don't drill big holes. I mean, the final well is usually a four inch well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty typical of what they do, but.
How large are the holes you guys do for water?
Well, we're starting off drilling 29 inch.
Oh, okay.
You know, for setting 24 inch casing.
Yeah.
And then that goes down to about 400 feet, and then we switch back to doing like a 20-inch diameter drilling for the final well, which is 16-inch casing and 16-inch screen line.
Okay.
And it'll go on down to like 700 feet. So.
Yeah. All right. Now, Gary,
why don't you work me up a quote for $50,000. I may not end up pulling that much. I mean, I'm not trying to pick up cash flow from this. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, I was going to see what type of financing primarily you were looking for it. What did you have in mind that would work best for you?
Well, I want a good rate, so, you know, anywhere from at least 36 months, but, I mean, I don't have a problem with it going out 48 months or 60
okay.
months, you know, but, you know, if the rate gets significantly different, then I'd probably elect to go with the
I gotcha.
Rate. Deal.
Yeah, we can typically do. I mean, we can typically go anywhere from 2 to 5 years. So, you know, we can fit 36, 48 if you'd like it. I'll tell you what. I have your email address as Gary@McCallBro.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to send you an email right now. And then all I would need to give you, you know. Kind of like, you know, some hard numbers on what we'd be able to get you approved for. It's a one-page application, and then I would just need kind of some a description, the info on what the actual equipment is. And from there, we'll work out something and give you some hard numbers to look at.
Well, it's, in the industry, it's a mud pump.
yeah, I know.
You know, I can take you a picture of it and...
That's exactly what we need, is a picture and then kind of a... rundown of like, you know, how old the equipment is, that sort of thing.
Well, it's
and you know, a little quote on what the market,
yeah,
value
the,
is. And I mean, you have your
actually
purchase order.
Oh, but just so you understand, you know, that it's basically only like two or three brands, but the parts are almost interchangeable, but not exactly. Gardner Denver is one of the major suppliers, and the pumps are so repairable that, I mean, you're pumping mud that you can't clean it up completely, so it has some small sand in it. So, I mean, the pumping part wears out relatively fast.
Sure.
It's not unusual. You don't have to overhaul it, you know, but, you know, really just the fluid pumping part.
Yeah.
The rest of it is big gears and drives, and they're all turning in oil baths, you know, so, you know, they really last forever almost. But I mean, any parts that break or wear out, you can get. So it's the age of it is not significant, really.
Yeah, I understand.
So when the original piece of equipment was built, I just wanted you to understand that, you know, it's
yeah, that makes sense.
Visual, you know, from that standpoint, you know, I would, you know, the oil well industry is suffering now, and this particular, where we bought it from, was a yard that he takes in excess drilling equipment. Well, He's in Colorado, but, you know,
uh-huh.
near the Dakota oil field where they were doing massive drilling up there, you know, in that shale formation and doing horizontal wells. You know, normally oil wells are vertical, but they've developed techniques. In other words, they go down, they do geophysical logging where they know where the oil and gas is, and it's in rock layers. And if you did a vertical well, I mean, the layer where the oil is in, it may not be but 2 or 3 feet wide, you know. And so you do a vertical well, and you've only got access to the oil and gas, you know, in that 2 foot range.
Yeah.
So you can't get much volume out. So they developed this horizontal drilling technique, and that's what they were doing in the Dakotas in this formation up there. So, you know, real tight formation. It doesn't. It's not like some of the Texas wells, you know, from early years. You know, you drill into the oil, how it blows out. You know?
It shoots right up.
You've seen those movies, I'm sure. And But that's not the situation up there in the Dakotas. There's tons of oil and gas up there, and that's one reason crude prices are so low now. They were drilling wells like crazy up there, and they flooded the market, particularly with natural gas. And
yep.
And then the Arabs
pumped out even more.
We're taking their business, so they went along with lowering crude prices. In fact, they were just pumping like crazy because what they were trying to do was run the U.S. out of business, and they pretty much succeeded. But getting back to this guy we bought the pump from, I mean, he probably had a 100-acre there, and because the oil industry is on its back right now, my guy went up there and looked at this equipment before we bought it. You know, he couldn't believe it. It was just thousands of pieces of drilling equipment up there that, you know, he probably bought extremely low. But, I mean, this pump, if you were going to buy it brand new from a dealer, it's probably a $150,000 piece of equipment, you know.
Oh, okay.
We bought the equipment not set up like we wanted. We bought it for like $20,000, and then we're having to spend money on it to get it set up the way we want it, because it was set up for high pressure pumping, and
we
set it up for volume pumping, you know, and which, you know, was. Compare it on what we pay for the pump. We're gonna have as much in the resetting it up as we did the pump. I mean, it's you know, in a good market situation, it's a valuable piece of equipment.
Oh yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Okay.
But it's not a demand for that equipment right this minute. But I think. You know, oil price ain't gonna stay down forever. You know.
Oh no.
Nobody knows when they're gonna change, but you know, when it does change to where it's economical for the activity to get cranked back up into the
to get it back going again.
Then you know, all this stuff will
go right back up with it. Yeah. Yeah. It's showing a little movement. You know, it's
well, yeah, oil is
starting with
the rebound. Maybe it actually got down, and it hit like $28 a barrel one day. And
oh, man. And then it had the biggest jump ever right after that.
Well, yeah, then it started back up, and it's up in the – I haven't even checked it today, but it's probably up in the 40, 45.
Last I saw, I think it was about 44.
Yeah, I've got it on my screen. Yes, 44.48 right now.
And
that's really getting close. I mean, actually, some information I saw, the Dakotas, they could make money they could break even at the $40 to $45 range, but they couldn't really make money, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing like that $90 barrel. Yeah,
if it gets back up to $50 or $60 a barrel, then that activity up in the Dakotas, it'll crank back up. And then, actually, after the last few years, they've been drilling wells like crazy in Texas too, but they're low production wells, and you got to have a high oil price and high gas price
to make that worth it.
To make that work, but it'll, you know, all that activity will crank back up. It's kind of ironic that, you know, now that they found, you know, more oil reserves in the U.S., the U.S. has more oil reserves than the Arabs do now.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, that is a fact.
Oh, wow. One of
the things I've seen, you know. But it's a lot of it is harder. I mean, you got to have high price oil to make it economical to drill it now. You know, the advantage that the Arabs have is that, you know, they can, well, it's all government, you know. It's hard to tell. The government basically lives off of the oil, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so, I don't, there's probably no way to figure out what their break even is.
There's not too much transparency to it, yeah.
Yeah, they don't operate like a real business.
No, not at all. The rest of us have to pay for it.
Okay.
Okay,
well, go ahead and send that email, and I think I wrote your number down here off my phone, 858-779-0425, is that right?
That's it, and my name's Sam. I'll send you the email right now with the application, and then, you know, we'll put something together for you, see what makes sense.
And, you know, you need to try to make it competitive because, I mean...
Well, absolutely.
I get calls and emails, and I've been storing them away. I bet you I got 20 or 30 emails, basically people... begging me, do I need any equipment financing? Now, cash flow, I mean, they got me approved for, I don't understand how some of them say you're pre-approved for $700,000 cash flow unsecured, which is crazy, you know, we're not that bigger company, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just
it's something to get you in the door.
To get you to call, you know. But
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, back before the financial crisis, we were... I mean, we do a lot of different things other than just water well drilling. Like here in Charlotte, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Charlotte, but, you know, over the last 20 years, you know, they, hell, our downtown's starting to look like New York, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, high-rise buildings and, you know, all of those high-rises here in Charlotte, the parking deck is down underneath, you know, in the ground.
Oh, they got it below.
Yeah, and like the one of the last big jobs we did before the financial crisis, it was really the Wachovia Bank building, and Wachovia ended up going down from this financial crisis, and Wells Fargo took them over. But anyway, that particular building, you know, it was, I don't know how many stories, it was like 80 or 90 stories tall, but it went 80 feet down in the ground, and it, you know, it's basically a rock formation, and, you know, they, in order to blast the rock to get down that deep, we had dewatering wells all the way around that. It covered a full city block, and we had dewatering wells all the way around it. You know, I think it was like 50 wells, and, you know, they were down, you know, like 100, 120 foot deep. And so we're pumping these water out as they're blasting the rock away, you know, to get to the depth they want to get to, and I mean, that ended up being like a $5 million job for us.
Oof.
Because the rock was the rock planes were not exactly horizontal, so they were concerned about the rock as they were blasting. They were concerned about the rock segments starting to move into the hole, you know, and they were monitoring it every day, and it turned out that it did start moving. I mean, it wasn't a movement you could see, but with their instruments, they could
tell the measurements they take.
So then we had to drill a bunch of 8-inch holes in that side that was moving, and they, I guess you would call it pipe. They put a pipe in these holes that it had. The pipe was like 1-inch wall thickness. I mean, it really wasn't pipe, but I mean, it was round, looked like a pipe. And then they grounded that in, and that locked the rock in and stopped it from moving.
Hello, you still there?
That picked us up about $1 million out of that project.
Hey, Gary, can you hear me?
Back before the financial crisis, we were doing like $15 to $20 million a year. And when the financial crisis hit, you know, all this activity in Charlotte stopped. You know, you had Bank of America headquartered here.
Hello?
Wachovia was headquartered here.
Hey, Gary, I think I lost you. I'll give you a call right back.
High-priced people in, and they were selling homes.